Howling at the Moon. After my doctor tells me he's pleased to tell me I haven't been growing old nearly as quickly as I had been the last time he saw me, although I'm still aging faster than I should, he smiles reassuringly and says, "Good news. He has new medicines that might carry me far into the future with no real side effects I'll be able to notice after a while. After you've lost a certain capacity for what we call memories in our haphazard lexicon," he says. "I'd call them figments or ghosts that inhabit your system and cause you to age like some animal." He smiles. "But it's nothing like losing your soul." I smile, too, at the mention of soul, which he pronounces like seal in his foreign accent, a creature I've always been fond of, my favorite in the zoos of my childhood. I love to watch them swim around in their small pools, so much that when my family set off for the lions and bears, I'd stay put with a handful of pellets to feed them, laughing at the way they cavorted, so sleek and cool. One summer afternoon, I saw a boy fall into the seal pool. He bobbed there, laughing nervously, while the seals whizzed past, until a zoo man threw a rope ladder over the wall, and he climbed up, small hero, to be smacked by his mother, so hard the popcorn she was holding in her other hand went flying all over his head, and the crowd that had gathered around them laughed and clapped, and the pigeons fluttered up into the sky. By the time my family returned, there was only a puddle on the blacktop to prove my tale was true. They made skeptical faces and called me Seal Man. My brother started singing Sam and Dave's Soul Man as Seal Man and dancing. My mother took a snapshot of us all smiling there. That was the year I tried to swim too far underwater and got lost. That was the year I forgot my other languages, forgot my sharper senses, slept in my dreams in the scrubby bushes at the scrappy end of town, so different from this town, this air-conditioned doctor's examination room where I sit, shirt off, strapped to chilly instruments, holding out my hand for a prescription I will never fill, at least not until I've tried sweat baths, homeopathy, herbs, and acupuncture, as I did years ago when the noises of motors and sirens seemed louder than I could withstand. The old acupuncture healer stuck me with a single needle in the perfect place, talked to me in Mandarin, which I understood as long as the needle was in me, and allowed me to hear entire symphonies inside my body, loud enough to drown out every ugly sound. Everything I looked at had its perfect timbre, so I could make music by looking at the world. Alarms and loud trucks, leaf blowers, commercials, ugly loud guitars could vanish at a blink into beauty. So maybe I should track him down now, old wizard, to slow down my aging. Maybe he could puncture my body to change my story into a song I could sing again and again with myself in harmony as though I were a choir, or sing some other animal somewhere in primeval woods, howling at the moon until it grows full again, then sing for it to wane into perfect darkness and its billion-year-old stars.